You're listening to previously the number one rated new and noteworthy sporting podcast on iTunes.com. It is the Football Sack. I'm your host, Jack Quigley. With me, as always, is Christian Leyland. Welcome.
Hello, Jack.
It's good to be here. Let's get into a really big show today. We've got our new intro music, which is very exciting. It's got me really pumped up. So let's get on with the show. Alrighty, talk about pumped.
Oh, my veins are just bursting.
Yeah, mine are not quite bursting.
Oh,
but I'm excited to be
You're
here.
Excited to be here.
Yeah. It's good to be back here. We're apologize for being a day late for our previous show. I couldn't get in here yesterday, so I believe you just came in and sat around and did nothing.
Yeah, I actually tried to call him by myself, but you know, you're in controls. I didn't know how to get the stereo working.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So
yeah.
The studio working.
The stereo, yeah. In your car.
Oh, well, that was the problem.
Were you talking into the gear stick? All right. Yeah, as I said, as we said on last time's show, we're making a charge for that now that we've been kicked off the new and noteworthy section of iTunes because we're too noteworthy.
We're too established.
Far too established, and we have too many fans. We said we're going to make a push for the number one spot on iTunes as a whole, so watch out, Hamish and Andy. The next night, they came out and announced that they'd be kicking back their show to just one show a week instead of a daily show, so yeah. Obviously they're feeling the pressure.
They are. Well, we threw down the gauntlet. They heard it, and they said,
they've
well,
backed off.
No, they, we're not.
They've gone in and basically said, look, we're not going to just serve up the same old rubbish. We'll condense it down and do one show. We can actually do it well, which is the opposite of what we've done, in which we've doubled our workload in order to bring you twice as much garbage.
That's it. Yeah. So it's very. We have a lot more material, but it's very diluted.
Yes. Yeah. Just generally worse.
Worse. Yeah, yeah. That's it. So rather than getting half an hour straight laughing, you'll probably get 2 10-minute segments a week.
Exactly.
That's
it.
That's it.
Yeah.
So it's more laughing at expense rather than laughing with. So.
Yes, that's right. Enjoy it while it lasts. Let's kick straight into news with the A-League. The big sort of story this week is that Shane Smeltz has gone. Again.
Cool.
For real this time.
Really?
Maybe.
For a real holiday.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the thing. Like, his last one was a holiday. He went to China. But now he's going to Turkey, and I'd rather go to Turkey for my holiday.
Yeah, true. Well, you know, when he comes back in about, you know, 4 days.
Yeah,
you know,
we'll ask him how it was.
How it was. And, you know, he'll be like, oh, yeah, I'm planning to go talk with the club in Spain in the January transfer window. I heard it's quite nice, the weather over there at that time of the year, so.
Bro. You got to add bro to everything because he's a Kiwi.
Hey, bro.
Yeah, that's of course. Yeah.
It's going to be nice, bro.
Actually, he's got a very non-Kiwi accent. Have you heard him talk?
Obviously discovered. Well, you know, where was he born?
Well, he was born in West Germany, born up on the Gold Coast, and he spent a hell of a lot of time playing in England. So it's probably no shock that he doesn't sound like a Kiwi.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
So he's off to Gençler Birliği, which is a first division club in Turkey. It's had a few big names play for in the past. I believe Josip Skoko was there at one stage, but I'm just going off the top of my head, so apologies if I'm wrong.
Is this the club where Yannick keeps getting loaned out from?
Oh, could be. Actually, I think it might be.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
So
he's on the books, but he never gets to play for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's rubbish. Yeah, that's why. I think I'm on Gençler Birliği's books as well. You know, I don't get to play.
No.
Yeah, that's what.
You get loaned out of the football.
What do Mila Jedinak and I have in common? We both don't play for Gençler Birliği. We're both rubbish footballers, though.
Yeah.
Bruce Yete has been looked at as cover, who is currently playing in Turkey as well.
Okay, so they looked at him as cover, they just haven't looked at him playing.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, they looked at his cover. They said, "Oh, that's a nice cover." And he said, "Yeah, I got that in a betting set with you know nice Manchester. I think it's got race cars on it or something. Like that. But it's a really nice cover.
Nice.
That's worse than our joke about the table. That was terrible.
Oh, it is terrible. We're gonna have to top that somehow.
Yeah, that one's not gonna make the greatest hits.
No.
The table will.
The table will.
But the cover won't.
No. Okay.
Jete's been looked at cover for Shane Smeltz at Gold Coast. You, of course, said Kevin Rudd's come out and sympathised with Bruce Gite, because apparently he knows what it's all about sitting on the back benches.
No.
So, very good joke.
Yeah, nice.
Jess Van Straten is out of this week's match for the Mariners.
Yes, he's got himself a little bit of an injury.
Yep.
So they're going to have to get their backup keeper to jump into position there.
And which could have been Liam Reddy. Danny Vukovic.
Yes, it could have been.
But it's not.
It's not, though, because he's obviously going to...
And Paston's got a bit of a knock for the Phoenix because he's expected to play.
He is expected to play.
Yeah.
So Vukovic is, of course, spewing.
Tonight.
Against the Roar.
Against the Roar.
And,
The other main signing of the week was former Chelsea and Melbourne Victory defender Joe Keenan. He signed off for Adelaide United, which is a good signing for them.
I think he's a good player.
He's been playing his trade in Melbourne in the State League because his family sort of settled out here, didn't really want to go home. So it's great that he's got himself a contract. So well done to him.
Well done, and he should seem all right. Some people have said, you know, he didn't have a great season with Melbourne. He didn't really play for them much.
I don't think anybody had a great season for Melbourne that year.
That year they were pretty terrible.
But yeah, no, he did get injuries and then got a red card and missed three games. Mm-hmm. And when your season's 20 games long, that it takes a lot out of it.
Yeah, so he might actually be able to play 13 games this year.
Yeah, that's right.
10 games longer.
Yeah, exactly. He'll kill it. that's most of our A-League news wrapped up. We've come to that point in the show where we kick off a nice segment that we started last week. We really enjoy this in the wake of Robbie Slater's spiel at Harry Kiel with no evidence to back it up. So as far as anyone's concerned, it didn't happen. It's the segment is called Robbie Slater's Unsubstantiated Bombshells.
Do you know who I am?
I've seen you before. You're the asshole on TV.
That's exactly who you are. He's come out. Did you read yesterday? Robbie Slater's come out in his column in the paper.
Mm-hmm.
He's claimed that he knows who shot JFK.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Huge.
Yeah, he knows.
So who is it?
We wouldn't reveal his source.
Oh.
Yeah. So. Oh. Yeah, but that's just the way he does things.
Yeah, okay.
So it's to be expected.
Yeah, he just knows it. No one else is allowed to
that's
know.
That's right. It was in his column, but he'll know, and he'll write about it like it's news, but he won't give
he
any
won't
fact.
No source.
That's it, right. Yeah. So no source. The second thing he came out and he said that really excited me about that column was, of course, Jack the Ripper, one of the great mysteries of all time, all those murders in London. They never actually found out who it was.
Yeah, well, no one knows.
He claims to know.
He knows.
He reckons he knows, yeah.
Oh, well, surely he'll tell us that one.
No, I couldn't reveal the source.
Oh.
No, wouldn't reveal the source. But
no
again,
source, eh?
Really exciting, though. You know, this real news.
This is crazy. Yeah. This is sell papers worldwide. Yeah.
And of course, the one that really sort of excited me was I saw an article from him on the website, and it said he knows who killed Warren Harding. He was the 29th president of the USA. He was killed by food poisoning.
Yes.
And he claims to know what killed him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, surely. Well, what did kill him?
Well, it was food poisoning, but he won't give us the source.
Oh.
Brilliant. That was Robbie Slater's Unsubstantiated Bombshells, and we'll be back with more of that next week.
I've seen you before. You're the asshole on TV.
Thanks for that, Robbie. Let's look ahead to actually let's talk a bit more A-League. We've got our football sack team of the week to discuss. It's something that we started up this round on the site.
Kudos to Scotty Condon.
Because I got in my throat. We all, as a team, voted on who was in it. I actually didn't vote because I saw bugger all football from last weekend, so I thought it would be out of line for me to vote. We've managed to pick 11 players.
11?
That's
cool.
A start.
Matt Greenlaw actually suggested that we should only pick 9 because if Fury can hold out Melbourne Victory 9 players, then the football sack should be able to as well.
Extra to a luxury, really.
Yeah,
aren't
they? No,
sure. We went for...
More for looks, I think.
We went for a goalkeeper. Which is good.
Yeah, it's some could call it unconventional, but we think it's a necessity.
That's right. Four defenders, four midfielders, and two strikers. So basically a 4-4-2. So it's obviously not out of the Pim for Bait dictionary because there's two extra strikers than he would normally play.
Yes, there. No, of course.
He'd just prefer a flat back and a flat midfield.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Yeah, it's still obviously a different dimension. His binary code formation as well. So
that's right. Which worked extremely well against Liverpool and in the UEFA Cup.
Yeah,
we'll talk about that in a bit. Okay. You can have a bit of a spiel about Yaya Toure, who actually played really well.
Yes.
In goal, we went for Michael Theokletos, the Brisbane Roar keeper who kept the clean sheet.
Yeah, well, to be honest, he wasn't particularly challenged, but in the same vein, when you think about it, no other keepers really impressed that much during the round. So
yeah.
A clean sheet, it's good enough to get him on there.
Yeah.
And the Raw played well as a whole, so obviously the inclusions of their players represents that.
Of course. And right back, we went for Tony Lockhead. A little bit of a combination of reasons why we went for him. A, yeah, okay, he plays in the A-League. That's great. He's a footballer.
Okay, cool. That's the prerequisites right there.
B, he's an old boy of one of our adopted clubs.
Yeah. He's an old Revs boy, New England Revolution.
Yeah,
so,
one of the Football Sacks adopted clubs.
He gets an extra vote for that one.
This comes on the back of the news last show that Brad Jones played for Shells, which is just massive.
He's huge. Yeah. Yes. I mean, I don't know why he ever left.
Yeah. Jamie Harmwell is one of our centre-backs. The evergreen striker, come defender from Perth Glory.
He's a little bit injured now too, isn't he?
Is he?
I'm not sure, actually.
Probably shouldn't throw a statement out there, Robbie.
There we go.
We've got Shane Stefanuto and Erica Cotto making up the back four. And I like the fact that we put in someone that got sent off.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, there's a little bit of Julian Dix about that. I really enjoy that.
I mean, come on. We're modern, we're up there. The Football Sack, we have sent off players in our team of the week.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, this isn't Opta stats kind of stuff. This is real football fans and picking a fake football team.
Yeah, well, that's
exactly what this stands for.
If you want the clean people, the hands clean, go listen to 442.
My hands are clean. Are you insulting my hygiene?
Yes, I was.
Well, I take offense to that, and I'm going to leave, and you're going to do the rest of the show by yourself. Probably be funnier. In our flat four midfielder consists of Matt McKay, Adriano Pellegrino, Eric Partaloo, and Ian Ramsey. And no arguments there. Goal scorers from the weekend in McKay and Ramsey.
Mm-hmm.
And in Ramsey's case, double goal scorer.
Yes, there you go. Well, he didn't have a fairy tale story last week.
Yeah, he was.
Late call up and just got chucked on in the face of Sergio Van Dijk and decided he wanted to score two goals.
So exactly.
Good work.
Played well. And up front, Paul Lille, I feel. And you'll get no arguments from anyone there. He's just standing out in this A-League, isn't he?
He is. He's really showing his class.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a cut above the rest, and hopefully he'll probably bring some Wellington Phoenix strikers, give them experience and stuff to play with him, and he's given that little bit of credibility to the A-League.
And the team sort of seems to really love playing with him as well.
Mm. Well, you would, wouldn't you?
I wouldn't. He used to play for Millwall.
Yes.
Chris Payne up front.
Which is
a great boost. He'll be over the moon to hear about that.
Yeah, for sure. So,
he's had his troubles in the past, but he's playing some good stuff at the moment, isn't he?
So that's it. So his height of his career has made him to the TFS Team of the Week for round three.
Absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm. His low light of his career was going and getting that haircut. He's got a bit of a shocker at the moment.
That's it. But yeah, if you don't agree, or if you agree, let us know. Go to www.thefootballsack.com and write some comments. You can post us anonymous, or if you have an account, you can...
What agree name. About his hair?
No,
or
just,
the team?
Just about team.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we've already had someone write in about the Iokotu, saying he probably shouldn't be in there. But
oh, really?
Yeah. So come on.
I thought you were going to say that they'd written in about his hair.
No.
I like his hair.
You like his hair? Iokotu's hair.
They're dreads.
It's good.
I wish I had that hair. Probably wouldn't suit the rest of my body.
Probably wouldn't.
Yeah, it's a little bit out of place.
Yeah.
Let's talk some fixtures for the weekend. As we alluded to, we were originally planning to go up to this one tonight, but we can't get up there, which is annoying. It's Brisbane Roar against Wellington Phoenix at Suncorp Stadium, and all signs point to a very good game.
A very good game. And unlike sometimes you go all signs point to a very good game, it gets pretty dour. I've got a feeling this one might actually live up to its standard.
The Phoenix just don't do dour.
They don't do dour games. Like even in a torrential rain flooded game, which in all accounts could be a dour game, they made the most intentional game of the season.
Scintillating match, wasn't it? Brilliant stuff. And it'd be a good game. Just predictions. What do you reckon?
I'm not going to have to be... I'm trying to be neutral.
Going to have to separate the heart and the mind here.
Yeah, that's right. It's just going to be interesting because, they both try to play a bit of three-flowing football.
Yeah.
Wellington are quite good on the counter-attack. But Raw, with their new style of just the Spanish-based passing, it's going to be hard to see if Wellington actually get any possession, especially away from goal,
that's a good point.
From home.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see it being sort of a game where both sides score.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. My prediction is 2-1 to the Phoenix. Actually, 2-1. I just think Greenacre and Ifill are just in white hot form at the moment. But I can also see Brisbane sort of passing their way through and creating a lot of chances, yeah. And eventually someone's going to stick one in.
I was thinking 2-1 versus Raw, but in the same vein, it could very easily be 3-1 to Wellington. It could
be anything. Yeah.
I'm just gonna entertaining game. I'll pick the splinters out of myself afterwards.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, so you're going for the fence again.
No, I'm going to go Raw.
You know what sport you should get into?
What?
Fencing.
Fencing. Yeah. Oh, I see what you did there.
That was our second corker of a joke for the show. That was awful, wasn't it?
That was quite sad.
Sorry, everybody. Jeez. God, lift your game, Queeks. Our second match of the round is, and we talked about this afterwards, it's yet another one of those games that they put at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, so you get to sit there staring into the sun, especially in Townsville where there's no roofs on the stadiums. And we talked about this in the past. It didn't work for the Raw.
No.
People didn't want to sit there and get baked and stare into the sun and squint and not be able to see anything. So they wouldn't go, and they'd turn up in their numbers when it was night game. So they've switched all their games to night games.
Yeah, that's it.
For some reason in Townsville, they want the day games, which just doesn't make a lot of sense. But anyway, that's not what we're here to discuss. You can get my other podcast, Jack's Rants About Unimportant Things. That'll be on iTunes shortly as well. North Queensland Fury take on Adelaide United. Two sides in pretty good form the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, well, pretty good form. And like you said, the Fury have had a great season.
Yep.
Adelaide.
Fury had a great season.
Have had a great start to the season.
Yes.
And Adelaide are honestly coming along.
Well, they've been both draws and wins for the last two results for both sides. So a few points in the bag now. And I think, that, again, we'll see another match that, probably won't set the world alight because there's just not enough strike power on show. But I think that in terms of attacking from midfield, there's a lot to be had in that match.
Yeah, okay. Adelaide do lack the firepower up front.
Yeah.
They've got Sergio van Dijk and that's it. He's a good, great striker.
Yeah.
But, he can't do everything, obviously.
Yeah, you need depth, don't you? You need other options, yeah.
You need someone who can just get caught up and score two goals.
Yep.
So,
yeah, that's right, yeah. Oh, wait. They've got one.
Oh,
yeah, it's
wow.
Ramsey. Okay, yeah,
sweet, that's
right,
cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, that's it. We'll move on then.
Yep.
Prediction?
I'm going to go I'm going to go 1-0 to Fury.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say too.
Okay, cool.
Our third match of the round, quite a big clash this one. Sydney FC.
Quite important too.
And the Mariners, because Sydney FC are in bad need of a win.
They haven't had one yet.
Yes, that's right.
It's, yeah. See, Central Coast, they came off a loss last week, but they should have Patricio Perez back.
Yep.
They're Argentine. Well, back, I mean, they should have him for his debut.
Yeah, that's right.
So if Central Coast can play like they played in the earlier rounds, and plus throw Perez in there, hopefully a fit Perez. I could see them scraping away with a result.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a 1-1 or something like that, or a 0-0.
Yeah.
Because I believe that Sydney has, they've got Bridge back, haven't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But he's never really been a goal machine, so I don't know. I might say 1-0 to Sydney just to avoid Sydney on the fence.
1-0 to Sydney. All right. Well, to avoid Sydney on the fence, I'll go 1-2. Go against I'll go 1-0 to Central Coast.
Well, that's the main thing.
That's it.
Just piss me off.
And Pete, who I've decided to not pronounce his last name, I'm going to call him Pete from Poland.
Yeah.
He actually tweeted in and said he hopes Sydney FC wins, so I don't have anything to gloat about on Monday.
There you go.
I'm not quite sure why. I'm not a Mariners fan, and I don't hate Sydney's, but all right.
I like it.
But because of this, if Central Coast do win, I am now going to gloat on Monday just to spite Pete from Poland.
That's he's following me on Twitter now. I got an email about that this morning.
Oh, very nice. Cool.
Hi, Pete. How you doing?
So this is Jack Cookley's personal Twitter,
which
he twitters on average about once every 7 months.
Yeah. Yeah, I really don't. I follow other people a lot, but I just don't have that much interesting stuff to say. I save all my great jokes for my Facebook thing.
That's it, because you'll find, just cooking the sausages. You know, one of them's brown, one of them's pink.
Yeah, exactly. It's not that interesting. I was going to make a joke then, now I've totally forgotten it.
Anyway. Don't lie. It wasn't going to be funny anyway.
I never said it was going to be funny. I just said I've totally forgotten it. Yeah, it was going to be a joke. It was going to be one of those ones that make you roll your eyes. But unfortunately, we'll never know.
Ooh.
Just roll your eyes anyway and pretend.
There we go.
What was that? That was building up to a joke that didn't happen. Were you looking for the, like, brumts?
No, because I said eye roll. And so...
Drum roll. Drum roll. Yes, of course. Yes, yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Swiss roll. Yeah.
Well, we used that one in the World Cup, didn't we? The Swiss roll. The Swiss roll, the Spanish or something like
we
that.
We did, yeah.
Nostalgia loves it.
Yeah. Oh, God, the Nostalgia podcast is great. Tune in to Jack's Nostalgia podcast. That'll be right up there with... what was my other podcast? Jack's Rants About Nothing. Yeah, of course. Nothing. I couldn't remember it. It happened about 2 minutes ago. let's move on slightly to Gold Coast slightly. United against Melbourne Victory, the crowd cap game.
So if I, I'm actually going to be generally interested to see how many they get.
Yeah, I don't think they'll get five.
No, I don't think so.
No.
No. Although I would like to see them get five and see if they actually open the cap for next round. Like,
I'd love to see them get five. I just think the cap's stupid.
It is silly.
But that's a Sunday match. Aaron, 3 o'clock kickoff.
Scotty Condon will actually be up there making the trip from Melbourne. So.
Oh really? As an away fan?
Yeah.
Gee, that's dedication.
That is dedication.
It's a long trip for an away match.
I was going to go up there and have a beer with him, but I've actually got to play myself on the Sunday, so I can't make it, which is a little bit devastating. But what can you do?
Yes, that's right. Well done. I reckon I see the victory maybe. I think that's got draw written all over.
I think so. It's two sides which have been, to be terribly honest, underwhelming this year.
Yeah.
And I think because they're probably the two sides who didn't improve either on the field or in the coaching ranks.
Touché.
Every other club did.
Touché.
During the season, so because of course they came second and third last year, maybe sat on their laurels a little bit, and I can see them possibly not missing, maybe not missing out of finals, but dropping down the
well, they're going to pick up their game.
They will have to,
Because the Fury might finish above them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, currently the bottom three are the two Melbourne teams in Sydney.
On the subject of one of those Melbourne teams, the Heart are the final game of the weekend against the Glory. At Amy Park, I never know whether to go with AAMI or Amy, and I always say and then I have a massive crisis of faith halfway through the word and bail out. Right, I think it's because the spaces between the letters as you read it, so your brain will just go it doesn't flow. Because if you just disregarded spaces to make that word make sense, then I'd have to say Melbourne Heart versus Perth Glory, and that doesn't work.
No, it doesn't
work. But with
work
spaces,
at all.
You can say Melbourne Heart versus Perth Glory.
Wow, imagine that's ingenious. Yeah. That is.
If you would like to hear more grammatical commentaries, tune into Jack's Grammatical Podcast. It'll be available on iTunes shortly. It'll probably be ranked about four behind my other three podcasts that I'm doing. I'm going to back the Heart to get their first win.
Well, actually,
upset against this is crazy, a very informed Perth side.
This is weird because we're actually, apart from the Central Coast match, we're agreeing this week.
Oh, are we? You've gone for this one as well.
Well, because I'm thinking so, because it's just got that little feeling, Glory's getting momentum, everyone's got confidence. People have kind of put the Heart aside, said, okay, they might not do stuff this season.
Yeah.
And
well, they've got to win sometime.
Yeah,
right?
well, this is the perfect opportunity for Glory might have their guard down and Heart can just go bam, wham, bam, thank you, man, and we'll take the 3 points.
How will they go?
Wham, bam, thank you, man.
I think there was an extra am in there somewhere. Yeah, we'll check that one in post production.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, I was seeing in a Dutch accent because of Vandership, so I just had to chuck the extra ams in there.
Do they say a lot of ams in the Dutch accent? Yeah. I think they just accentuate their s's, don't they? I don't think they am.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not an expert in Dutch language. But
Van der Schip.
Jack, was it Jack's podcast incorrect in Christian Dutch?
If you'd like to hear more accents, then tune in to Jack's Actions podcast. It will be available soon on iTunes. Oh man, I'm so horrible at jokes. let's jump across to the other side of the world.
Well, okay, I was going to say, do we want to talk about Fury? Or do we want to jump across?
Oh, of course, yeah, because we had something to talk about with that Fury match.
Yeah, I mean,
we were saying before the show, weren't we, that the Fury with Franz Straka coming out, and because we talked a while ago and said, how good is Franz Straka?
And so he's just written a letter in Igorese.
He's written an open letter to fans, not just, like a statement on the website. He's gone out and actually penned a letter to them.
Mm-hmm.
How good is that?
That's brilliant.
Yeah, he's saying, effectively, come to the game, get behind us.
He's saying, thank you for the support so far. The team has promised this year, come support and get behind them, and we'll give you a good show.
Oh, sorry. Making me cry a little bit.
Get the violins out.
Oh, it's just like a good movie, This has it's like a Remember the Titans kind of movie.
Well, it is, because they started Wooden Spoon Favourites, now they're near the top of that. It is like a fair. It's like a movie.
Yeah,
it's just,
they should make a movie about it.
Makes me wonder, imagine if they did.
Coming soon. A tale pulling so hard on your heartstrings it'll pull them right out of your chest. Tie them to a guitar and start playing Wonderwall on them. A story from the northern town of Townsville, which incidentally is a very lazy name for a town. Starring Ufuk Tally. Balls of Fury. Rated PG-13. Only at Dairy Farmer Stadium Saturday, 28th of August. Kickoff 5:15 p.m.
Brilliant.
I tell you what, if that's not got Oscar-winning blockbuster all over it...
I don't know what
any
does.
Excuse to say you fucked LA is great.
Yeah, that was the first thing you did about Matt Greenlaw.
Yes, thanks, Matt, who came up with that little piece for us because he sensed a blockbuster.
Yeah, well, it has potential.
Can sense tell a blockbuster. You what,
Fox Studios, get right on that.
Yeah, and he'll be on Fox Sports. So it's like halfway there.
Yeah, no.
And they'll be broadcasting from some sort of studio. So in a way, it is Fox Studios.
It is. There you go. Wow.
Now,
again, the football sack, you know, right on the money.
Yeah, that's right. Right in the money would be nice.
I would like that.
Are we now allowed to jump over and do some European stuff?
Oh, why not?
You're going to let me this time?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you have permission from your sub-host, your co-host. Yes.
Go with sub makes me sound more powerful. Yeah. Let's talk. The Europa League wrapped up. Qualifiers wrapped up this morning. The big news was some of the big stories were Man City and Liverpool both qualified.
Yes.
Sort of ease their way through unspectacularly.
Man City were actually playing the...
It's too easy for them, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, they actually played their side's reserve grade side.
Yeah.
Because they played, it was like tiramisu or something. It had some weird name, which...
I think that's some sort of dessert, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, I don't know how to pronounce it, but it just looks like a dessert.
Yeah.
So they were playing the dessert's second side, because the dessert actually played... Three games.
What?
In like
they were playing the you're talking about the team.
Yeah,
I thought you were talking about a player.
No,
like
no,
as
no.
In when you said they played their reserve team because they played tiramisu. I thought it's like, you know, when the Hammers play their reserve team and Luis Balmonte gets a game.
No, tiramisu, that's like the club name.
Yeah,
so we'll call them the dessert.
Yeah.
For the sake of it.
No, let's not, because you confuse me.
Okay. Tiramisu. So, Tiramisu played... This is their third game in 5 days.
Yeah.
And they knew they weren't going to win, so they just shut their reserve team out there. So, Man City just cruise along. Easy 2-0 win, 3-0 aggregate. So,
Liverpool got through, just about had enough players to get through the game. Because I think just about everyone wants to leave. Mascherano's gone on strike. He didn't play on Monday night against City.
No.
Dirk Cowder has come out and said that he wants to stay, though. So that's a boost because he's an underrated player.
Mm-hmm.
Villa turfed by the same team that turfed them at this stage of the competition last year, Rapid Vienna. Missed a penalty, didn't take the chances, and eventually went down 3-2. Mm-hmm. So, and apparently, I haven't seen it yet, but apparently Emil Heskey puts in a real contender for Miss of the Season.
Cool.
Do we have one of those already? A contender for Miss of the Season?
We had a few, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I can't remember who they are now.
Yes.
But it kind of shows, Austin Villa really don't take that competition seriously. They bow it early every single season.
Well, I think they do take it seriously. I think, like, you have a look, they put out the strongest team. But it's...
maybe they just take it seriously. They're just rubbish.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, Kevin McDonald last night, like, he's had a shocking start as manager. I mean, his first game in charge, he thumped us 3-0.
Yes.
And then got beaten 6-0 at St. James's Park, and then got knocked out of the UEFA Cup. So, Europa League, as it's now called. I'm just going to call it UEFA Cup to spite UEFA. Take that, Platini.
Take that, Platini. Yeah. They call that's correct name.
Yeah, that's right. The other news, of course, was that Celtic leading 2-0 and went to FC Utrecht in Holland, which is, of course, where the Brisbane Roar trio from last season, Tommy Orr, who are the other
Michael
two?
Zulu.
Michael Zulu.
And Adam Sirota.
And Adam Sirota are currently playing their trade. And Utrecht turned it around and won 4-0. So no European football at all for Celtic this season.
That's incredible.
Which is just massive to think that a club of that size will just have the league to focus on.
And they'll probably lose that too.
It's just crazy. Yeah, and they'll probably finish behind Rangers. So Rangers, who incidentally this morning were drawn in Manchester United's group for the Champions League.
They've got a pretty kind draw though, don't they?
No, it's a bit tough. I think they'll have their work cut out to get out of it.
No,
I can't think of it off the top of my head. It's like Boruspor of Turkey's and the other team.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one more in there. Spurs got through to the group stage. We talked about that. Eventually, getting home against Young Boys. They're always going to thump them in the second leg. Yes. It was just going to be interesting if Young Boys led by 2-0 or 3-0. They got Inter Milan. Who else they get? Werder Bremen. And there was one more in there. But tough draw for Spurs. Okay. So we'll see. Hopefully they get beaten in every game.
I wouldn't mind it.
Yeah, I'd flat out love it. let's get some correspondence up from all of you people who love us here at the Football Sack and want to talk to us.
So this week's question was, tell us about your first match.
Yes.
So, but mainly the Heimdallliga. I think we have a few NSL games thrown in there, but you know, I'm sure we can work around that.
Because we have one from like 1996 or something, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. It was an old NSL game. And it should be good when we actually read them out.
I have no idea where they are.
Click the tab button.
Which one are we?
And again.
And again? Nah, we've lost it. Lost correspondence.
It's gone. Yeah. It's gone. Thanks a lot, producers.
So the techno guys have let us down here in the studio, so apologies to that. If we had you penciled in to give you a shout-out, we'll make it up on next week's show. But what I'll do in the meantime is talk you through our Sydney FC competition that's still running. If you would like to score yourself 2 free tickets to watch Sydney FC, and they're very good tickets from what we've been told. You get a good view from right near the halfway line. They're category B or silver or something like that, whatever category is quite a good category. So if you're interested in that, what you can do is contact us at the Football Sack. So contact us info@thefootballsack.com. You can contact us on Twitter at the Football Sack, or you can Facebook us on our Facebook group and let us know what you think the prediction for the match will be. And if you get it close, then the next home game you will win tickets.
Yeah, well, we've already got a record number of entrants for this week, but don't let that put you off.
That's right, because you could get it right.
That's right.
They could all be wrong.
It's right.
We could have a record number of losers.
Well, last week we did, actually. Yeah, we had a record number of losers. Literally, everybody got the actual score wrong, so it was the person who predicted the result actually got in. So
there you go.
Just make sure you just pick one goal scorer, because a few people have put in 2, so we've only just picked the first one they've said. Because
is it first goal scorer or just somebody to score?
Just anyone to score.
So it's just to put yourself ahead of the pack if there is a tie.
That's exactly right.
Okay, brilliant. We'd also like to thank our sponsors, Betfair, at this point in time as well. The competition's still running, that if they go to our website, click on the Betfair link and open up a $30 account, you get a $50 free bet.
Yes, brilliant.
Still running. We should also talk fantasy as well, because I think we had a tweet from that Ben Martian.
Yeah, who we call Marvin.
Who's Marvin, and he said, keep the bad jokes coming. The funniest joke of all is... you said the funniest joke of all is that he's still top of the fantasy league.
He's still top of the table, yeah. So,
I personally think the funniest joke is the fact that you're still bottom of the table.
Which is why, if you haven't joined our fantasy league yet, you should still do so, because as long as I'm still in the competition, you're not going to finish last.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it's actually kind of embarrassing. Like, I probably shouldn't say this online, but... I mean, on air. But... Okay, there's about 2 or 3 people who joined last week, so they missed the first 2 rounds.
And they've
already ahead of me. Like, I'm not even exaggerating.
Why shouldn't you say that on air? That's quite hilarious.
I know, it's hilarious. Yeah.
We've got our producers have put up our correspondence for us. So well done, lads. Shame you didn't do it when we actually wanted it a couple of minutes ago. Yeah. We asked what their favourite match or their first match was in the A-League. Mm-hmm. And we got, like I said, a few NSL matches thrown in there. Chad Gassi said Season 2, Melbourne Victory against Central Coast Mariners. The Victory were down to 9 men and came away with a 3-all draw. Great match.
Cool.
I remember that one.
Well, it's actually been brought up lately because of the Fury match last week. So people have been reminiscing about it.
Yeah.
Because we never reminisce on the Football Sack.
I mean, yeah. Like, I'm going to do some now. But I'm just going off the top of my head. Did Grant Brebner score a screamer to draw it level?
Oh, he may have, though don't quote me on that.
Yeah, Victory fans, if I'm right or wrong, let us know, info@footballsite.com. And I think if I
Actually, if I'm wrong, don't let us know. If we get it right, praise us. You know?
Yeah. Let us know how good we are. It'd be great for the ego. I do remember watching the game, though, and when it was level with like a couple of minutes ago, the Victory fans were really quite cheesed off that the Victory players were taking it to the corner and trying to run down the clock, because even with nine men, they wanted to go on and win the game. Yeah, good game. We had Alter Ego 78, who said, what are the other 77? and why didn't they contact us?
Yeah, what's going on here? Oh, well, thank you, 78.
He said, 78, sounds like Get Smart.
Get Smart, yeah.
89, 86.
Agent, it was 99.
Yeah, obviously.
It was a play on 69, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. And Maxwell Smart was agent 86, was it?
I think it was 86, yeah. My first game was the first, like, Maxwell Smart's, not Maxwell Smart's first game, but Alter Ego 78's first game.
Okay, cool.
Was the first ever preseason cup match, so the first ever match between two A-League teams, the Mariners and the Jets, and Merger broke Durante's leg.
Yeah. Well done.
And then got his comeuppance because he's had his leg shattered to pieces about 100 times. Andrew Thurbin said, my first match was the preseason cup, version 1, Central Coast Mariners against the Scum, Durante's leg magic, which I assume Scum is, Newcastle United.
So
it's the same game, basically. Those two were at the same game.
They're probably buying each other beers by the sound of it.
At the same time, you may have been sitting next to each other. I'm just going to throw it out there. Don't want to freak you out too much.
Mm-hmm.
Mysteries
you
of
may
cosmos.
Have actually accidentally touched each other's hands. So
that's right. They may know each other. They probably both tweeted in. I don't know.
Who knows?
David Mooney said, my first game was Sydney against Melbourne in round 1, season 1. I remember there was a lot more people than the last NSL game we went to. And we've talked about that game before on the show. Dwight York's diving header. And Archie Thompson scoring the equaliser? Fairly sure it was Archie Thompson. We've got a heat to get through, so we won't have enough time because we're already running over time, so we should begin to wrap up the show, but we're looking forward to another weekend's action. You're obviously disappointed. You said you were going to take tonight's game.
I'm going to have to take tonight's game.
Avoid the score and hope for the best because you don't want a repeat of my incident with attempting to tape a match during the week. Thank you once again. We'll have the same old fade out music because we don't want to freak you out too much.
We have to have a little bit of familiarity.
I enjoyed the Fatboy Slim.
It was nice.
We chose that, listeners, because they played at Upton Park and City of Manchester Stadium,
which is quite fitting. Obviously we're both Hammers City fans
for both of our teams. We'll be back on Monday with the review show.
Can't wait.
So don't forget to check out that one and my other 17 podcasts that I started up during this episode.
Ranked from last to 17th on the iTunes chart.
Exactly right. See you next week, guys.